Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All you have to do is check out what I'm saying, and that's why they run the fake headline against myself and Tucker Carlson everywhere, every day. Jones admits he's an actor. Or Tucker Carlson says nobody would take me seriously. Where did we say that? We never said that. They just say we said that. But where's the clip? Where's the article? Where do we say that? Doesn't exist.
Alex Jones is playing a character and is a performance artist.
Jones is playing a character on his radio show.
The radio rants of Alex Jones are just an act.
He's actually a performance artist.
He's a performance artist. Alex Jones is a fake.
They're lying to you because they think you're stupid. And it's all based on the custody battle with my ex-wife 5 years ago. And she was trying to put into evidence me dressed up more than a decade before like the Joker, being sarcastic, saying, take your Prozac, kids. Take your illegal drugs, too. You'll die. It's fun. So people wouldn't take drugs. And they wanted to enter that in evidence. They look, he's insane, telling kids to use drugs. And my lawyer went, when Jack Nicholson plays the part of the Joker, no one thinks that's really Jack Nicholson. So, yeah, when I've been Cobra Commander,
Hail Cobra,
or Optimus Prime,
Autobots, let's roll,
or the Joker, because I can do imitations of them all really good, or Darth Vader.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you?
Do I really think I'm Darth Vader? No. Do I think I'm Optimus Prime, Cobra Commander, the Joker? No. And clearly, no reasonable person would think when I'm doing satire that what I'm saying is what I really think. No one believes the Babylon Bee. It's not trying to lie to you. It's being sarcastic.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
But they play those games. And that's why I don't joke around as much as I used to. Even though I tell people, okay, this is a joke, this isn't serious, they clip it out and they say, no, this is what he really believes.
Every day when I leave work, I do this.
That man's a threat to this country.
And they go, look, he admitted in court he's an actor. Well, yeah, I was an actor in Scanner Darkly. I was an actor in Waking Life. I was an actor when I was Cobra Commander. But it doesn't mean that Alex Jones, the talk show host, up here reading news articles to you, isn't a real thing and isn't something I'm actually saying. And you know that. You're insulted right now. I'm even explaining that to you. And so am I. But that's who these people are.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Am I really Darth Vader?
I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny.
I'm kind of retarded.
I've done those imitations, those little jokes. Do you now not listen to what I say about other things when I show you a powerful news article by Dr. Joseph Mercola on Infowars.com that has all the cited information, the latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome? No, that's a real thing. That's something happening in the real world. And that's what we're breaking down here today. I am Alex Jones. And I am the guy on this show every day. I am an American. And that's what I promote is freedom and justice and liberty. And they can't stand it.
Pesky Earth creatures.
InfoWars has been banned.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Network. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ingrid Carl Gavish is our guest. The Islamics have famously tried to kill her multiple times. She has been charged with hate crimes for publishing articles about Muslim-owned pharmacies and corruption. And she joins us, Ingrid Karlkovich, to cover the waterfront. Islam, totalitarian ideology used by globalists to subdue the West via immigration. The U.S. should take care not to go the same way as Sweden. She can also talk about the election over there with so-called conservative leaders. She can talk about the war in Russia. She can talk about Sweden. I was clearly involved in the Nord Stream sabotage and more. So she's at Ingrid Karlquist on Twitter. That's IngdCarlqvist. Ingrid, thank you so much for coming on with us today. You've got the floor here to start rolling with being ground zero for the Great Reset there in Sweden. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Alex. I'm so happy to be here. I'm a great fan of yours, and I've really been following what's happened to you. And as you, I was dragged into court, like you said, because we published an article, and I didn't write it myself. We published an article from a woman who has multiple diseases, and so she goes to the pharmacies all the time. And she had this worry about, you know, she knows about Islam, and that those who are really into it, they must put their own before non-Muslims. So she was actually thinking about what would happen if we had a great crisis in Sweden where the medicines were scarce and there are so many Muslims working in the pharmacies because we see it because they wear the hijab. And so what would happen if we had a big crisis and they didn't want to give, you know, really important medicines to Swedes who are not Muslims? And I thought that that was an interesting thing to discuss. So we published the article and we had a lot of comments on it. I think like 70 comments or something like that. And half of the commentators said, this is really interesting. We should talk about this. And the other half said, you are crazy. You should be in an asylum. Why do you even say these
things? But I mean, wait, the left says deny health care to the unvaccinated in your country and ours. I mean, all these political ideologies are trying to deny health care from people. But you've also been threatened by the Islamics before. So let's give folks some of your background first. Let's drill into that.
Yeah. Okay. I have been a journalist all my adult life. I started in the journalism school when I was 18, and I worked in the mainstream media for 30 years. And the last 10 years, I was a freelance, so I didn't really knew what was going on in the newsroom. And when I came back to one of the biggest newspapers in Sweden in like 2010, I was shocked. What is going on here? You know, when I started as a young journalist, my boss could tell me that you go write about this and they're going to say this and that and you write it like this. And then I came back and said, you were totally wrong, boss. It wasn't at all like that. It was the opposite. And he said, okay, write that. That is journalism to me. And suddenly I noticed in this big newspaper, Aftonbladet, it's the biggest newspaper in Sweden. The boss told the young reporters, you must write an article. They already had the headline. And they said, this is the headline. You're going to call these people and they are going to say this and that. And then the young journalist came back to the boss and said, you know, they didn't say that. They said the opposite. Well, you have to phone 10 more people to make them say what we want them to say. And I was shocked. This is not journalism. This is propaganda. This is something totally different. So that's when I left the mainstream media and I started my own newspaper with a Danish journalist, Lars Hedegaard, and he was actually almost killed by a Muslim. I haven't been in that horrible situation, but I can tell you that our newspaper, Dispatch International, we had to just stop it because we were all so shook up with there was a Muslim coming to his house.
Well, sure. I mean, Islam claim it's all friendly until they get to a certain point, and everywhere it's the same. Yeah. That's why you look at a map of the world, Islamic countries are only Islamic. They don't let other people, unless it's like Syria, that's their credit, actually live in peace there. Describe what that process is like, and you say, don't let America end up like Sweden. Yeah. What happened to Sweden?
Well, what happened to Sweden is that we were the most homogenous country in Europe. There were only Swedes living here, you know, the odd American or so, but mostly like 99.9% Swedish people. That's why we were such a safe country, because we all shared the same religion, sort of the same, you know, the same culture, the same language and everything like that. And we also, we had a prime minister that said in the 60s, when there had been race riots in America, he said that we in Sweden, we are in such a better position, situation than the U.S. because our country, we are similar, and not only when it comes to race. And then just 10 years after he said that, then came Olof Palme, you know, the prime minister that was murdered. He wanted to change everything in Sweden. So in 1975, the parliament decided that Sweden wasn't going to be a Swedish country anymore, but a multicultural one. And then they started, you know, they opened the borders and they imported people. And I really mean that, because the Swedish state had, you know, websites all over the world with all the things you could get when you came to Sweden. Why did they do this? I think it's because the Social Democrats that had been, you know, running Sweden for most of the 100 years of democracy we have had, they realized that the working class that were their base, so to speak, they had become mostly middle class, and they didn't vote for the Social Democrats anymore. So they decided to bring in a lot of people, give them money, welfare, and everything, and tell them to vote for the Social Democrats.
And now what's happened to your country? Describe the numbers. They're shocking.
Yeah, you know, now we have like 30% of the people that live here have some kind of foreign background. And since the millennial, we have taken in 2 million people, and most of them come from Muslim countries. So we have a population of about 10 million. Now we don't really know how many who live here.
Because and so do the Muslims appreciate the free welfare and red carpet, or how have they been behaving?
No, they've been behaving horribly. You know, this Easter, we had this Danish-Swedish politician. He's both Danish and Swedish. He came to Sweden to burn the Quran. And you might think that that is not a very nice thing to do. But what
but
he
it's still
wants,
his right.
It's still his right. It's his own book. He can burn any book he wants to. And his mission is to show the Swedish people that have been asleep for decades
that these are not tolerant people.
They are not tolerant people. And what happened? We had the greatest riots we have ever seen. So many police officers were hurt, like more than 200 police officers were hurt. They put the police cars on fire, and it was, you know, not only young men. It was families, mother, father, and children throwing rocks at the police.
So is Sweden starting to wake up, or what's happening?
Yeah, And we had elections a month ago, and finally we have the Social Democrats have been forced to leave government now. So now,
first time in 100 years. First time in 100.
Not the first time. There have been some, you know, 4 years here and 8 years there and so on. But mostly they have been in power like 70 of the 100 years of democracy, something like that.
And that means they've got their bureaucrats still in place, even though you've got new leadership.
Exactly, Alex. That's the problem. And every time we had a conservative government, they have done nothing about this. They have just let everything be. So the Social Democrats have been
running.
So
you need the peaceful purge of the Social Democrats.
Yes, that's exactly what we need. And I think that I was really impressed when I watched the new prime minister today.
Well, let's talk about that, because there's populists being elected everywhere. And we love everybody, but we don't want replacement migration or the left and the globalists bringing in populations to create destabilization. We'll be right back. Bring in folks that want to assimilate.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi there, it's Joe Montana. Life after football has been full of taking my shot at new things. Now I'm working with Pfizer to tell you about pneumococcal pneumonia. Pneumococcal pneumonia should be the last thing standing in your way.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can strike any time of year. It can disrupt your life for weeks, and in severe cases, it can put you in the hospital and even be life-threatening. And Joe knows that vaccination is one of the best ways to help protect himself from pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions like asthma, COPD, chronic heart disease, or diabetes, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the risk of pneumococcal pneumonia and whether vaccination is right for you. Understand your risk at knowpneumonia.com. That's KNOW pneumonia.com. This is your shot.
This message is brought to you by Pfizer.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The UN's replacement migration, how they bring in people, brainwash them against the country, and then use them as a force to politically control the nation and hold it hostage. But now she's saying good news. It looks like the populist conservative leader that they just got elected, just like Italy just did, many other countries, is actually doing the right thing and is about to go after the bureaucracy the Social Democrats over 100 years have put in place. Trump didn't go after the bureaucracy properly. That's why he got the election stolen and his agenda blocked. So, Ingrid, please continue.
Yeah, I actually listened to the new prime minister, Ulf Kristersson is his name, as he was giving his the declaration of the government, so to speak. I don't know what you call it in English. But all the things that he said that they want to do, it's really actually, most of it is from the Sweden Democrats. You know, the party they all hated, but now they decided that they must work with the Sweden Democrats because they are actually the biggest party in the conservative bloc that is forming the government. But they didn't let the Sweden Democrats into the government, but they have given, they have decided so much. And they are going to have, you know, people inside to work closely with the government. So what are they saying? Well, first of all, we need to not stop migration, but taking it down to the lowest level that the EU will permit us to have. You know, we have been taking in like 4 times as many as Denmark, Norway, and Finland, our neighboring countries, together. So it's been all crazy in Sweden. And now they finally realize. Yeah, because now they finally realize that you can't have this big immigration and the system that we have. You know, most countries, they take one of two positions. Either you have open borders and then everybody has to work and there is no welfare, or at least no welfare until you have become a citizen or something like that. Or you have closed borders, very difficult to get inside. But when you are inside the country, you will have everything that the Swedes or the Danes have. But in Sweden, we have taken the worst. We have open borders and everyone can get everything that the Swedish taxpayer can have. So that has meant that so many people have come here. They don't speak Swedish. They have lived here for 20 or 30 years. They don't speak Swedish because they don't need to. Because every time they need to go to the welfare office or to court or anything, they just phone and they get a free interpreter. They don't even have to pay
for it. Let's expand on that. Describe, not just in Sweden, but France, Belgium, everywhere, the massive riots, the no-go zones, the prostitution, the sexual grooming. They're setting up the worst aspects of North Africa and the Middle East because the very worst people are coming. They're setting up the worst criminal aspects of the barbarous third world right there in Sweden. And because it's politically correct, when they shoot somebody or hand grenade or rape or attack, it's okay because it's liberal.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, we are a lot of people, and not the majority, but a lot of people that has been, you know, screaming about this for years. Why do you let Swedish women become raped? There are so many rapes in Sweden, you know. In 1975, when they decided to bring in a lot of foreigners, we had like 300 rapes a year. Now it's up 8,000 or 9,000 rapes.
And that's what's being reported. I mean, I'm seeing something like 50% of the rapes in Germany and Sweden are foreigners.
Yeah.
Because in their culture, in Muslim countries, if a woman's alone and not wearing a hood over her head, a beekeeper suit, a hijab, they're free reign for rape.
Exactly. And when I have spoken about this, writing articles about this, I was called an Islamophobe and a racist and a horrible person. So that's, I think that's why they, you know, they the governments in all the Western world, they hate journalists like you and me who still do real journalism and tell the truth that they don't want people to know. That's why they drag us into court.
But I think the point you're getting at, correct me if I'm wrong, is there's an awakening happening, the pendulum swinging back. Your view on what's happening, not just in Sweden, but in Europe as a whole.
Well, I do see some good news. I mean, Sweden, who could have thought that Sweden, the country where, you know, we have mass migration for so many decades, suddenly voted for a conservative government who now have decided that we must bring down migration to a minimum and we must look over all the laws, the whole judicial system, because the laws in Sweden were made for Swedes and we are not very violent. So, you know, we have all this. If you go to jail, when you serve 2/3, you can come out, and you don't, if it's not very serious, you don't have to go to prison. All this has now to change with the new government. So,
and let's start over. For people that don't know, I've read about it and seen, never been to Sweden, but you guys had ridiculously low crime, described as like a utopia by the left, because you had socialism, but it was really the culture that did it. Since you brought in the Islamics and others, now you have one of the highest crime rates in Europe. Describe that transformation.
It's just crazy. You know, the documentary State of Sweden that a friend of mine did, he lives in the U.S. now, and he did this 12-hour long documentary to show people what has happened to Sweden. And it took me several weeks to watch it because it is so upsetting. And then I knew all of this because it's so horrible. All these kids that are being robbed, and they don't rob them, you know, primarily for money or phones or jackets. They do it to humiliate them. Young Swedish boys and girls are being humiliated every day in school. They are called a stupid Swede, and they are bullied, and they are...
Well, videos are shot of young girls being raped, you name it, and the media tries to cover it up.
Yeah, they don't talk about it.
So for the Islamics because, and others, it's a rite of passage to go out and shoot, attack, rape, and attack native Swedes.
Yeah. And they only get like 1 or 2 years in prison, if they get prison at all. So that's why I'm so happy that we've got this new government, that at least they say they want to change all of this. They have finally understood that Sweden is going to collapse if they don't do anything. You know, we have these areas where mostly Muslims and immigrants live, and they call them, they are like ghettos, but you can't say that in Swedish because, oh no, that's a horrible word. They call them vulnerable areas. And the thing is that they have taken over. It's like, it's, you know, areas where 20, 30,000 people live, and they have their own Sharia police, and they have these families, these criminal families that run the whole show, and they even, the Swedish police sometimes calls these families, the head of this criminal family, and ask them, can you please help us? Can you stop shoot each other? This is just, it's nothing like the Sweden I grew up in. Not at all.
Well, we're importing the most vicious parts of the third world. Normally, the West wants to get the brains of the third world. No, we're not getting the brains. We're getting the organized, syndicated crime. We'll be right back.
Look, I'm not bragging. It's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, fighting the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Geopolitics of the regions of the world. And I'm not at war with Islam. I'm not at war with white people, Jews, black people, Christians, Asians. But I'm at war against tyranny and gangs and organized crime. And you can't go to most Muslim countries and be a Christian or a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Jew. You'll be driven out. Only a few Islamic countries that allow a little bit of it, and that's like Syria and Iran. And there it's highly controlled. And so we bring in people from intolerant countries by the tens of millions per nation, and we wonder why it doesn't work. Well, the social engineers knew it wouldn't work. We give them welfare. We build them up. I've seen Germany running ads telling 14-year-old German girls to get an adult male Muslim husband who's 25. But if a German does that, they go to jail for pedophilia, and they should get in trouble. So it's a red carpet to break down society. It's a plan, and the very worst elements are flooding in on those ships and those Zodiac boats that George Soros funds. And I've seen footage out of Germany and Sweden. We played once on air. One of the footage is a woman went to one of these tolerance concerts, and she's a beautiful woman, and dozens of men rape her brutally. I've watched the whole 30-minute tape. Just the tape was that long. She reportedly had multiple broken bones. And the media defended it and said, well, you know, whatever, it's no big deal, it's Muslims. So this fetishizing of this is wrong, and Muslims should be decrying this. But I don't see the imams in Turkey or in Israel saying that. I mentioned those two countries. I've seen footage. They say, we are colonizing Europe. They are weak. We are going to get their women. And that's what the media advertises. Come to Europe and get women and get free welfare. That's the sick, evil left, and I blame them. Are there good Muslims to move in? Absolutely. Doctors, scientists, researchers, farmers with good backgrounds, we know who they are. We don't bring people in who are the worst dregs of those societies, and it's absolutely disgusting. We have an award-winning investigative journalist there who's been under major attack. We've got big articles on her at newswars.com, europewars.com. Ingrid Carquist, please continue with the transformation of Sweden and the backlash we're now finally seeing.
Yeah, you know, I think Swedish people have been so quiet for many years because we didn't really live with the Muslims. You know, they lived in the suburbs, outside the big cities. But now there are so many, and they are all over Sweden. Now even small towns, villages, have gang shootings and drugs all over. You know, that's why they shoot each other, because they fight for the drugs. And I think that finally Swedes noticed that our country has totally changed. But for many years, Swedes didn't even notice, because we never mixed with them. We lived in our areas, and the kids went to Swedish schools. But now no one can close their eyes anymore and see. I mean, the young people, they have never known the Sweden that I grew up in. But the young people, they know that something is really, really wrong. And at the same time that we had elections, we also had school elections. And it showed that the young people, you know, you always say that young people, they are more like socialists, and then they become conservative. But the Swedish young people, they are very, very conservative. They don't want the Sweden Democrats.
Well, that's because they're getting beat up at the train station and bus stop.
Yeah, exactly. So they know what's going on. Even though they don't know the Sweden that I grew up in, they know that this is totally wrong, and that they are being beaten up, raped, and killed by foreigners who hate us. And, I mean, that is the combination of taking people from the worst cultures, the worst countries in the world, and telling them that they can have everything they want. They don't need to learn about the Swedish society. They don't have to speak Swedish and don't care about the Swedes because they're all racist. That's what they've been telling people. You know, it's the perfect storm.
And, of course, Sweden's not the worst hit. Well, who would you say the worst hit nation is? Probably France?
Probably France, because they have been taking in Muslims for a very long time, you know, from their colonial days. Algeria, and but I would say that Sweden is not far behind France, and Germany they also have big problems, but not like Sweden, because I think they are tougher against them. Sweden has been the perfect place for them. That's why I think that the globalists, they decided they wanted Sweden as a, you know, Let's see what will happen. Can we take the most homogenous country in Europe, the friendliest, the safest, the most non-violent country in Europe, and see what happens if we fill up with 2 million Muslims in 20 years? What will happen? I think they actually had a plan with this. They wanted to see what happened.
Here's the problem. Muslims have on average 6 children. Swedes have like 1.5 children. So within a couple of generations, there'll be no more Swedes anyway. So I guess they'll have another Muslim wonderland, which they'll be trying to get out of as soon as possible. That's the thing. The Muslims are always trying to get out of the hell they've created.
Yeah, and that is so. You know, people think that Muslims, they go to Sweden because they hate the Muslim system. That's not at all true. They come here because they know they get a lot of money. They don't have to work. They can just live off the welfare system, and then they can have a job on the side where they don't pay taxes, and so they can have a really good life in Sweden. They didn't flee their countries. Of course, some of them. But I'm talking about the majority that has come the last 20 years. If they have a mission, it is to spread Islam and Sharia. So if Sweden doesn't, really change things very quickly now, I'm afraid that we will become the first Sharia state in Europe. And then it's all gone. Then it's all over.
So Sweden is set to become the first Sharia state in Europe and things don't turn back, but you're saying good news, the people are waking up.
Yeah, that's the good news. And the new government, they do realize that we need to have as few new immigrants as possible, but they don't realize that we need repatriation. I mean, there are so many people here that has never worked a day. They don't speak Swedish. They don't integrate at all. They don't even like Sweden.
Well, that's my next point. I've seen numbers in France, in Europe. I haven't seen the Swedish numbers, where upwards of 90% within 3 years never get a job. And within like a decade, 50% never get a job. So they're just sitting there on welfare.
Yeah, yeah. And it's crazy. You know, Swedes should just stop working, stop paying taxes. But we can't, because the system here is so that the tax authorities, your employer sends the money, your tax money, to the tax authorities. So you can't even say, I won't pay my taxes anymore.
Wow. We're going to come back with a final segment. Tell us what's coming up. What else is on your radar screen?
Well, do you want to talk about Nord Stream and how I have the reliable sources that say that Sweden knew what was going to happen? That's why we don't want to tell what we know.
Let's talk about Russia and that war that's escalating towards World War III straight ahead with our special guest. And then, coming up, Royce White is loaded for bear in the fourth hour, talking about Kanye West, censorship, and so much more. Ingrid, how do we, I always butcher your name. You have a beautiful name. Carquist, is that how you say it?
Yeah, Carquist.
All right. We'll come right back and talk to you there on the front lines of the globalist replacement migration invasion. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
White taking over, Ingrid Carquist. Ingrid, you've got so much going on, so many points to make. What else do you want to get across to an audience of millions of not just Americans, but people as far away as Australia?
Yeah, I want to tell you about the sabotage against Nord Stream. Do you remember in 1981 there was a Soviet submarine that ran aground in in the Swedish archipelago. It was called U-137, and it was a shock to Sweden that a Soviet submarine was suddenly in our archipelago and ran aground. So then Sweden decided to put in something called SOSUS, that is Sound Surveillance System, that the U.S. started to explore in the Cold War, and they wanted to check these Soviet...
And they thought it was very accurate, and now the Swedes won't give the information they have on the Nord Stream 2 destruction.
So what I wanted you to know is that Sweden has this system, and officially it's only on Swedish water, but my sources, I have good sources in intelligence, so they say that we have them all over the Baltic Sea. So Sweden knows exactly what happened, and we also have another thing telling us this, because the Swedish Marine, they were on the place where the sabotage was made for 48 hours, and then they left like 8 hours before the first explosions. So you must understand that Sweden let someone do this. They helped them in some way. And that's why they won't let anyone know what we know, because Sweden knows exactly who did this. And so do you think that if Sweden knew it was Russia, that they would have kept quiet? No, of course not. I think my best guess is that it's the U.S. and the U.K., maybe a third country, like Ukraine, for example, and Sweden gave our permission and told them that we were never, ever going to reveal who was behind
it. Well, sure, we know U.S. submarine launch ships, demolition ships from the area and helicopters. The motives there, it obviously wasn't the Russians. The Russians didn't blow up their bridge either. It's pretty clear who did this.
Of course. And you know that the thing is that since Sweden knows about this, and maybe we did it to get some things from the U.S., and as a coincidence, we just signed an agreement with the U.S. about military cooperation 1 or 2 days ago. So this is what Sweden got out of this, helping the U.S., the U.K., maybe Ukraine, to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline.
Sure. Well, Kimono, who stands to gain? What do you expect to happen next with this escalating proxy war?
Well, every Swedish politician, they are just like the U.S., the U.K., and all the rest. We must support Ukraine. We must give them more weapons, more money, and the new government is all about that, too. Even though, you know, the leader of the Sweden Democrat Party, Jimmy Åkesson, he's on this Ukrainian hit list, you know, people they want to kill.
I love it. Even Elon Musk is on that. He gave them satellites. It's like he didn't kiss their ass good enough.
No, I know. I think they took him away after like 15 minutes because they realized that, oh, this is bad PR for us. But I haven't heard the Sweden Democrats talk about this, but I found out. So we talked about it in our show yesterday, but nobody's talking about it. And, you know, the Sweden Democrats, they have actually been the ones warning for Russia for many years. You know, when all the Swedish politicians decided that we didn't need any army or any defense force at all because there were not going to be any more wars in the world. The Sweden Democrats were always saying, well, we need to watch out for Russia. So we
And for folks that don't know, you're a parliamentary system. Democrats in your country are not the same. You have social democrats, Democrats. Explain, the Democrats are more conservative there, right?
No, we have the social democrats. They are like the Democrats.
Yeah, they're the bad guys.
Yeah. They are the bad guys. They're the ones that have been running this country for almost 100 years.
So the Democrats there are different than Democrats here, just for my listeners.
We don't have any party just called Democrats. It's the Social Democrats and the Sweden Democrats. The Sweden Democrats, they are the party that came into parliament because they wanted to stop immigration.
How would you describe them? Not even conservative, but more populist?
Well, I would say that they are old-fashioned social democrats. I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, the Social Democrats used to be very strict on immigration up until the 70s. They didn't want to change Sweden. They talked about it was a great thing that there were almost only Swedes in Sweden. They said Swedes to Sweden and Sweden to the Swedes. That's what they used to say up until 1975, when they decided that was not fun anymore. We needed Muslims and people, you know, from all over the world. So I should say that the Sweden Democrats, they are more like old-fashioned Social Democrats that were nationalistic, and they wanted the best.
Sure. Do you have any right-wing parties of any value?
Yeah, we have the Conservative Party called the Moderates, and we have the Liberal Party and the Christian Democrats. They are in the government, those three: Moderates, Liberals, and Christian Democrats. And they are supported by the Sweden Democrats. They wouldn't let them into government because they have been pariah for so many years. So it's a big step that they are even talking.
You're saying the black sheep are now getting back in?
Yeah, they are. And that is so great. And I think that when I heard the new prime minister talking about what they're going to do, it was so much policies from the Sweden Democrats. And that's what we need. We need someone who really understands that we are in big trouble. And if we're going to save Sweden, we need to do something about it now.
All right, Ingrid Carquist, what's the best website for people to find your very informative work?
Well, you know, I do podcasts twice a week with my colleague Maria Salander, but unfortunately for you, that's in Swedish, so you won't have much fun with that. But you can follow me on Twitter. It is at Ingrid Carlquist. And if you want, I would really want you to go to Rumble and type in State of Sweden in one word, the documentary that will let you know just how horrible things have become in Sweden. So please watch it. Please share it. Please talk about it. Because I don't want the U.S. to be in the same situation that we have been in. So that is a warning for all Americans. Stop doing what you're doing. Get rid of that Biden person and take care of your country.
All right, Ingrid, amazing. Thank you so much. Glad that Sean Stone recommended you. I've seen your work before, but it's great to have you on. Thank you. All right, Royce White, thank you so much. Royce White is about to take over. I come to listeners again because we're barely staying on air in the fight against the globalists. You see the attacks everywhere. I want to thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to not procrastinate and get great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com with the biggest sale of the year. It's only going for a few more days. 60% off with promo code 1776. That is the biggest sale, period. A lot of items are 50% off. A lot are 40% off. In fact, almost everything's 40 to 50% off. So that's 60% off with promo code 1776. At checkout, additional 10% off. Also, double Patriot points. You need Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You need X3. You need DNA Force Plus. You need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You need Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus. They're all available. Supermo Vitality, all of it, at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free, 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We're directly taking on the New World Order and seeing big victories around the world, but it's not enough. We've got to stay on air. They see us as a prize to take down, and you are the folks keeping us on air. So let that sink in and realize how important you are. Thank you for your commitment. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code 1776. You've got experience, X3. You've got experience. All right, hour number four with Royce White, 2 minutes away.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.